I am talking today with Aaron Ramsey. Aaron is representing Ramsey Productions. They are doing A Night with Molière. These are two hilarious plays in one epic production, The Pretentious Young Ladies and The Countess of Escarbagnas. Did I say that right, Aaron?
Escarbagna.
Sorry, I should have given it the little twist.
There you go.
And it's going to be performed at CPAC, that is the Cookeville Performing Arts Center, June 19th, 20th at 7:30, June 21st at two performances on the 21st, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and June 22nd at 2 p.m., with a final performance on the 22nd at 7:30. And you can get tickets by calling the box office at CPAC, which is 931-528-1313. Welcome, Aaron. So glad to talk with you today.
Absolutely. Me too.
I am happy to admit that Aaron is a former student of mine from Tennessee Tech. Took a bunch of theater classes, worked with me on numerous shows. And has really just embraced theater in a very cool way in the community. So tell us a little bit about, I know at Tech you were a psychology major.
Yes.
But how did you find your way to the Backdoor Playhouse?
Kind of a little bit by chance. COVID had hit, and I had taken Intro to Theater and really, really liked it. I had never even seen really a play before at this point, but I needed an intro class. And then COVID hit, and I wanted something in person, so I signed up for Acting One to make me a better public speaker, and fell in love with it. Saw a couple plays, I went with a friend who had done some plays, saw the community and the way they'd come up and talk to the people after the show and how everyone was, like, so joyous and passionate, and I'm like, I'm kind of interested in that. So I took Acting Two, really loved it. Auditioned for a show, didn't get a part, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to, like, work on a show if I'm not acting because I feel like it'd be jealous. But I did love that almost as much as I thought I'd love acting. And since then, I worked on every show I could while I was a student and have moved over to nearly everything CPAC's done in that time.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I got to say, students looking to get involved in the theater at Tech should really take a page from your book, Aaron, because really how you went about it was so impressive. And that has always been, certainly was my philosophy when I was the artistic director at the Playhouse, was that you should be involved in everything. And if you're not on stage acting, you should be backstage, or you should be in the light booth or the sound booth or whatever it is, learning how the whole thing works. I mean, would you agree it makes it a more fulfilling experience?
Absolutely. I think the only thing I didn't do was front of house, but every time I did a new position, whether it was booth or backstage or acting or directing, I had a new appreciation for everything that went on and really – it all comes together, and no matter what your role, you're working towards this final product, and so it's all fulfilling and just in different ways, and highly recommend. I've gone through periods where I've acted in a few shows and not done any crew, and then I'll do crew for a few shows, and it's a different mindset, but I love it both, and highly recommend everyone do both.
That's great. That's great. That's great advice to give, too, and you really have embraced – your role as a member of the community of theater in Cookeville. It's been so nice to see the work you've done. I had the pleasure of jumping into a role in the Sherlock Holmes piece that you directed. Was that a year and a half, 2 years ago?
It was last February.
Okay,
a little over a year.
Yeah, and it was just you had put such a great cast together. And it was just such a cool experience. So let me ask you this, because, you know, I really the first thing that you did in theater was acting. And that was sort of that was sort of the gateway drug for you when it came to getting involved with theater.
Yeah.
But you're really doing a lot of directing. I mean, you've directed this Molière production. So what is it about directing that's appealing to you?
There's a lot, but I like finding taking it from a script and this idea of when you first read the script and then it becoming something alive, and to see something on stage that you've only seen in your head when you first read the script months ago, it takes months before you actually see it on stage. It is one of the most incredible and rewarding things I've ever experienced, and I absolutely love it.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we are going to talk about this upcoming production of A Night with Molière, two hilarious plays in one epic production. I am talking today with Aaron Ramsey. Aaron is representing Ramsey Productions. They are doing A Night with Molière. These are two hilarious plays in one epic production, The Pretentious Young Ladies and The Countess of Escarbañas. Did I say that right, Aaron?
Escarbaña.
Escarbaña. Sorry, I should have given it the little twist.
There you go.
And it's going to be performed at CPAC, that is the Cookeville Performing Arts Center, June 19th, 20th at 7:30, June 21st at two performances on the 21st, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and June 22nd at 2 p.m., with a final performance on the 22nd at 7:30. And you can get tickets by calling the box office at CPAC, which is 931-528-1313. Welcome, Aaron. So glad to talk with you today.
Absolutely. Me too.
I am happy to admit that Aaron is a former student of mine from Tennessee Tech. Took a bunch of theater classes, worked with me on numerous shows. And has really just embraced theater in a very cool way in the community. So tell us a little bit about, I know at Tech you were a psychology major.
Yes.
But how did you find your way to the Backdoor Playhouse?
Kind of a little bit by chance. COVID had hit, and I was I had taken Intro to Theater and really, really liked it. I had never even seen really a play before at this point, but I needed an intro class. And then COVID hit, and I wanted something in person, so I signed up for Acting One to make me a better public speaker, and fell in love with it. Saw a couple plays, I went with a friend who had done some plays, saw the community and the way they'd come up and talk to the people after the show and how everyone was, like, so joyous and passionate, and I'm like, I'm kind of interested in that. So I took Acting Two, really loved it. Auditioned for a show, didn't get a part, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to, like, work on a show if I'm not acting because I feel like it'd be jealous. But I did love that almost as much as I thought I'd love acting. And since then, I worked on every show I could while I was a student and have moved over to nearly everything CPAC's done in that time.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I got to say, students looking to get involved in the theater at Tech should really take a page from your book, Aaron, because really how you went about it was so impressive. And that has always been, certainly was my philosophy when I was the artistic director at the Playhouse, was that you should be involved in everything. And if you're not on stage acting, you should be backstage, or you should be in the light booth or the sound booth or whatever it is, learning how the whole thing works. I mean, would you agree it makes it a more fulfilling experience?
Absolutely. I think the only thing I didn't do was front of house, but every time I did a new position, whether it was booth or backstage or acting or directing, I had a new appreciation for everything that went on and really it all comes together, and no matter what your role, you're working towards this final product, and so it's all fulfilling and just in different ways, and highly recommend. I've gone through periods where I've acted in a few shows and not done any crew, and then I'll do crew for a few shows, and it's a different mindset, but I love it both, and highly recommend everyone do both.
That's great. That's great. That's great advice to give, too, and you really have embraced your role as a member of the community of theater in Cookeville. It's been so nice to see the work you've done. I had the pleasure of jumping into a role in the Sherlock Holmes piece that you directed. Was that a year and a half, 2 years ago?
It was last February.
Okay,
a little over a year.
Yeah, and it was just you had put such a great cast together. And it was just such a cool experience. So let me ask you this, because, you know, I really the first thing that you did in theater was acting. And that was sort of that was sort of the gateway drug for you when it came to getting involved with theater.
Yeah.
But you're really doing a lot of directing. I mean, you've directed this Molière production. So what is it about directing that's appealing to you?
There's a lot, but I like finding taking it from a script and this idea of when you first read the script and then it becoming something alive and to see something on stage that you've only seen in your head when you first read the script months ago, it takes months before you actually see it on stage, it is one of the most incredible and rewarding things I've ever experienced, and I absolutely love it.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we are going to talk about this upcoming production of A Night with Molière, two hilarious plays in one epic production. Talking to, once again, to Aaron Ramsey of Ramsey Productions, who is directing the current production called A Night with Molière, two hilarious plays, one epic production. They're doing The Pretentious Young Ladies and The Countess of Escarbagnas by Molière. These plays have both been translated by Charles Heron Wall, and they'll take place at CPAC. So, Aaron, tell us a little bit about The Countess. What is the plot, again, without spoiling it too much?
The Countess is it's about the Countess of Escarbagnas. The name gives that much away. It starts with you get these two, like, lovers who are kind of hiding their love. Meanwhile, they're also playing around with the Countess, who is a little bit of a love triangle, but only one person knows that it's a love triangle, and the rest are kind of unaware. But the Countess is just this ridiculous, rich, not nice person who bosses people around, and no one likes her. But some of them pretend to because she's rich, and a lot of comedy ensues from that.
That's great. Molière does write particularly good, unpleasant characters who end up being very funny just because they're so ridiculous or so silly. So, well, it's very exciting, too, that you're doing these two plays. I will say I'm, you know, pretty familiar with Molière, and these were two that I was not familiar with. So kudos to you for offering these, because it's just, I think any opportunity that we have to jump into the world of Molière. When you went to SCTC a couple years ago, did you get to see the one-man Molière show?
That I did not. Missed that one.
There's a guy, he's been performing them for years and years and years, and he does a one-man Molière show. It's really quite something to see. You know, he runs around. He does a whole series of kind of one-man. You know, he does a one-man Romeo and Juliet. He does all – it's kind of his thing. I'm embarrassed that his name has slipped my mind right now. His first name's Tim, but I just can't think of his whole name. So this is coming up. You're in rehearsal right now.
Yes.
You've been working at CPAC. You're working with the folks at CPAC. I'm certain we are in agreement. We want to send some love to the folks at CPAC.
Absolutely. They are all so, so great. Rachel Wingo especially, but Jordan Strzelecki, who's also in the cast and a phenomenal actress, has helped me out a ton. Matt Wilson's helping out with tech. Pat Manley's great. Kim Frick Welker, phenomenal. I've worked with all of them, and they are one of the most talented bunch of people I've met.
Yeah, they really, and the whole way that that CPAC is set up, it's amazing that we have that in Cookeville. We really are quite lucky to have this beautiful performing arts space right in town. That's so available, you know, so available to someone like you who's like, oh, I want to do a play. And they're like, okay, you can use our spot.
The process was really, really easy, and they work with you so well.
That's fantastic. All right. So we've been talking to Aaron Ramsey. I just used the royal we for myself. that's embarrassing. But Aaron is directing A Night with Molière. These are two hilarious plays, one epic production. It's The Pretentious Young Ladies and The Countess of Escarbagnas. These are both by Molière, the famous French playwright. They're going to take place on the stage of CPAC. I'll let you tell the dates this time since I did it the first time.
We've got our run will be the June 19th through the 22nd. That's a Thursday through Sunday. There is a performance every one of those nights at 7:30 p.m. And then on the Saturday and Sunday, June 21st and 22nd, there is a matinee at 2 p.m. And they will all be at CPAC, and you can get tickets at cpactn.com or by calling 931-528-1313.
And what are the price for those tickets?
They are $15 plus fees for regular, and we offer discounts for students and elderly.
That's fantastic. I mean, for a night of no doubt broad comedy, That is well worth it. Well, Aaron, thank you so much. It's been fantastic talking with you. And I just want to say I'm really proud of you, man. This is great work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. But it's a really, really great show. And I'm so proud of the actors and hope everyone gets to see it.
Well, I know I'll be there. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you, Mark.